Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Build resistance, resilience, and recovery into your agriculture operation with the No-Till on the Plains AIM Symposium presented by Green Cover Seed. Thursday, January 26th in Salina, Kansas, Odette Menard, Jay Feuer, and Brian McCornack will discuss building a healthy system while managing for changing weather, disease pressure, pest invasion, and market fluctuations. Come early for the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference. That's January 24th and 25th. Early bird pricing extended through December. Register now at notill.org. Well, live and feeder futures should open solidly higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying and additional short covering. The hog contract seems staged to open moderately higher as well today, girded by cash appreciation and constructive fundamentals. Now, the cash trade will no doubt remain in neutral territory today, with both bids and asking prices very poorly defined. Country Psychology got a shot in the arm yesterday when the board rolled higher with triple-digit gains. If futures manage to maintain a firm tone, significant trade volume could be delayed until Thursday or Friday as feedlot managers stand tall with higher asking prices. Now, the hog buyers should resume work today with another round of steady to a dollar higher bids. Spot December remains several dollars ahead of the cash index. Given that December expires on Wednesday, nearby issues may lose ground to deferreds through Tuesday's session. The hog futures seem slated to open with a firm undertone today, thanks to the steady improvement of fundamentals. Now, the soybeans closed lower yesterday, but remained within Friday's higher range and above key moving averages, while corn and wheat were able to post modest gains yesterday. Traders in a number of asset markets, including commodities, await the Federal Reserve's interest rate announcement tomorrow. The central bank is widely expected to raise rates at least a quarter of a point. Higher crude oil markets following news global producers agreed to production cuts lifted the ethanol market, with while soybean oil mustered only a small gain yesterday, ethanol futures are at a two-year high. Well, the wheat markets finished a little bit higher yesterday with soft red winter wheat at a two-week high. The winter wheat markets have been recovering from contract lows from early last week. Wheat continues to be lightly traded as the winter wheat is now in dormancy and Australia is harvesting a big crop. The weekly export inspections of 16.2 million bushels, well, they were about as expected, but below the weekly pace needed to meet USDA's annual forecast. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, the final Superior Video Livestock Auction of the year coming up this Friday, December 16th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. The start time, 8 a.m. Central Time, 19,500 head to be sold, 4,200 yearling steers, 2,400 yearling heifers, and 10,800 weaned calves. For more information about the sale, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Moving to the futures, December live cattle up 162 at 110.35, February up 242 at 112.95, January feeder cattle up 260, 128.55, March was up 250 at 125 even. On the hogs, the February hogs up 62.17, April was up 62.66.67. At the close, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March up 1 1/4 at 4.14 3/4. May up 1 cent, 4.26 1/4. Chicago wheat, March was up 1 cent at 4.17 1/4. And the May was up 1 1/4 at 4.27 3/4. March corn up 1 cent, 3.60 1/2. May was up a penny at 3.67 1/4. January soybeans down 6 1/2 cents, 10.31. March down 6 cents, 10.42 1/2. March cotton's up 46, 72.15. May's up 48, 72.38. January crude oil is up 38, 53.21. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.